The Phoenix Film Festival is in full swing this week, and filmmakers from all over the world are showcasing their work. Every year, the festival pays special attention to movies made in Arizona. This year, Phoenix gets the spotlight.
Coalesce, A City Composed, is a documentary about two artists, Arizona native and visual artist Megan Jonas and Massachusetts transplant and composer Jordan Ignacio. The two met through filmmaker Josh Provost. The film manages to capture the essence of Phoenix in three ways: music, paintings, and film. Here's a clip of Megan describing how her relationship with the city has changed and Jordan's first reaction to seeing her paintings.
I do like the way Phoenix looks. It's almost ugly, and I think that's what I like about it. There was a time when I wanted to leave.
The first time I saw the silhouette of the power lines coming across the picture, it was very warm, but it also had a sadness to it. It was both happy and sad at the same time.
Josh, Megan, and Jordan came to our studios to discuss their collaboration and the way the music and art are interweaved to create the film. I started by asking Josh how the idea for the project came to be.
I can claim no credit for the concept of the project.
Okay.
That was all them. I was fortunate enough to hear about it maybe moments before it was about to become a real thing. I've known Jordan for about 10 years. He lived at the time on Cape Cod near my grandmother. And we had some mutual friends, got to know each other. And then I bumped into Megan about 5 years ago at the Sunny Slope Art Walk, and I immediately fell in love with her art. And I started snapping up as much of it as I could, filling my house with it. I had purchased one that I thought Jordan would really appreciate and sent that to him on Cape Cod. And I think that started the seed of the relationship between the two of them.
Yeah, Jordan, jump in on that. When you got the art, did it speak to you immediately?
Yeah, I had saw that Josh had liked Megan's artwork on Facebook, so I was like, oh, I'll check out this artist in Phoenix, and immediately I fell in love with the lines and the power lines, the way they were all brought to life. So getting that painting in the mail just started added another layer to the fascination. Anytime you see someone that's doing something different and is just diving right in, that's such a big part of Megan's paintings, is that you don't see anyone else painting those lines like that, so it spoke to me on an original level.
Each of you has to answer this question. I'm sure you've each got a unique answer to this. Megan, I'm going to start with you, though. As someone who's lived in Phoenix for as long as you have, what's your thought of Phoenix as just a person, but also your thought of Phoenix as an artist? Because so much of what the film is has to do with that. And Phoenix, some people say Phoenix has an inferiority complex. Is it a sort of the stepchild or whatever to L.A.? Does it not have its own character, its own history? Can you tell me what you think about it, again, first as a human, then as an artist?
I remember growing up and having a feeling that a lot of people didn't like to be here, that we were maybe jealous of other cities, and we didn't know what kind of city we wanted to be. But I think now that has changed, and we're not worried about living up to the standards of other cities, and we've found our own stride in what we want. As an artist, that's something I want to document, is the beauty of this city, the things that are changing, the things that are the same, the heat, the sky, the look of the city.
Josh, we often hear about writers in some novels making the city the character, or a character, a main character. I mean, it's obvious in this that Phoenix is almost as important a character as these two. Was that part of your vision?
It became part of it. I realized at some point that was really a piece of it, and as a result, I started the film with some basically static shots of the different locations you're about to see interpreted. And so you get the sense of the sounds and the look of the city even before you know what's going to happen there. So it's not a grand tour of Phoenix. It's not a showcase of everything Phoenix has to offer. But it's these particular locations that inspired Megan, that inspired Jordan, that came mm-hmm. back to inspire me.
Yeah. Well, can you guys each talk about that? Megan, you first. What was it about certain areas that you did find inspiring?
Well, some of them were places that I had driven by a lot and knew that I wanted to paint and kind of had those bookmarked for later. I think the night painting. I had already painted two or three paintings at that location, and I felt comfortable painting there, and I knew it would have good lighting for what Josh needed to film, and that it would help me get through the painting quicker since I kind of knew the composition. And then there was the alleyway, and I just love alleys in Phoenix, and it was near a house I grew up at, so I thought that one would just be fun.
Megan said something interesting in the film, which was that was the perfect alleyway, which I think speaks a lot to her mentality, that there is such a thing as a perfect alleyway, a perfect intersection, a perfect this or that. That's the way she's seeing the city.
Yeah. Megan, I wanted to come back to something you said about a comfortable place to paint, because you're in some very public places doing this. How do you get a comfort level with that?
It's always nerve-wracking until I get started. I'm embarrassed setting up my easel. People are driving by. What is this crazy lady doing? She's wearing a silly hat. People come up to me. Do you know that this is a dangerous area? Do you have someone that's here watching your stuff? And there's always distractions. And that's the hard thing, is to be able to interface with people, talk to them, and make sure my paint doesn't dry on the brush and ruin my brushes.
And Jordan, maybe tough to describe this as an artistic process, but when you're seeing the paintings, I know there's the creative force inside you, but what does it feel like to be as inspired by her paintings as you were? How does that translate itself to music?
I know how much Megan appreciates the city, and so her appreciation, it instantly comes across. That's one thing I loved about the paintings that I saw, is there's always emotion. So it's no matter if it's a Wells Fargo building or a McDonald's sign, uh-huh, or, the top of a roof, there's always that warmth and that feeling. So I kind of attach my own nostalgia to things pretty easily. I get pretty attached. Seeing her comfortability and appreciation is something that kind of fueled me as far as that went.
Josh, let me ask you the same question about what your thought was about Phoenix and how it looks and how it's perceived.
Yeah, it's always been a complicated relationship with Phoenix. And as a filmmaker, there's a drive to be in Los Angeles or to be in New York. And it's been difficult over the years to get things going here. But I found that I was really inspired by Megan's approach to the city or her paintings or with this project, because she's not just being a successful artist in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. She's drawing something unique about Phoenix out that maybe we haven't seen before. And it really spoke to me as a native of Boston, but being here for over 20 years now, I felt all of a sudden a nostalgia and a pride in Phoenix that I hadn't before. Her cityscapes, the infrastructure of the city wasn't just part of the picture, it was the focal point of the picture. Mm-hmm. And she was really celebrating and creating this perfect vision of what's all around us today. So I think she really elevates the things that we see every day.
Jordan, as the relative newcomer, did you have a perception of it or a feeling of how it would be as an arts community?
Yeah, I think a lot of times you're almost forced to stay inside. And for me, for a musician, that enhances the creative process, because you're in your room and you're creating. It pushed me to, I've never created more than when I've lived in Phoenix.
We see some of it in the film coalesce, but how did your collaboration from a meat and potatoes standpoint go? How often did you guys talk to each other? How often did you sort of get a feel? How often did you look at Megan's art? How often did you listen to Jordan's music, Megan?
Well, it started out that I would pick a location and coordinate with Josh to film. And I tried to get the paintings done within one visit to that location, but sometimes it was more than one visit. And what I would do would be to take a photo once I had the line worked down, and then maybe like another couple steps later when all the colors were blocked in, and I would be sending those pictures in an email or a text to Jordan. And I, if I understand correctly, you waited till you knew I was done with the painting to get started, or in some cases you started and then would send me clips of your progress and I would listen to that before I went back and finished the painting on location.
And it took serious restraint, because I wanted to look at these paintings as soon as she was sending it, but Josh was like, no, I wanna film your reaction, see what you're thinking kind of live. I would open it and I would start with that first painting, and then I would go to the second one, and all of a sudden my mind was going in a different direction. So it was a really cool challenge to adapt to that.
Josh, you make it all seem like it's naturally in sync. When you watch the film, it feels like things are just lined up so well together. How much of a challenge was that for you, even considering the artists you're working with?
There are so many layers of challenges with this project. One of them is, they're working for hours and hours to do their work. I have to convey that not once, but four times. There's four pieces involved. And how do you encompass everything that goes into creating a painting in 12 minutes or 8 or 6 or 4 minutes as the film progresses. Mm-hmm. And what I try to do is accelerate and show the collaboration over time. They start out very isolated, and as we step through each painting, they become closer and closer until at the last painting, it's a complete mix of the sounds of the city, Jordan and Megan completely intercut with each other. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, you begin to see all the parallels between what they're doing. And it kind of rises to the surface of how they're really both creating in layers and responding to things as they come, inputs as they come, and inspiration, and creating on the fly very quickly. Mm-hmm. They're very fearless. There was no hesitation. The biggest hesitation in the process was me trying to change a lens on a camera, and they're telling me, hurry up, I've got ideas. I have to paint. I have to record. Let's go. And it's beautiful.
Well, Josh, Megan, and Jordan, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Coalesce is showing tonight and throughout the week at the Phoenix Film Festival.